T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, John Johnson's actually here, joining us live from the Wells Fargo Center. 76ers and Clippers tonight.
John Johnson.
But Brett Brown has spoken, and John just spoke to him a few minutes ago. What's up there, Double J? I'm going to punch you up.
What's up, gentlemen? How are we?
Oh, you know.
What's up there, Yon?
Just talking about the daily soap opera that is Joel Embiid.
Your favorite team.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, and it is a soap opera, too. Yeah, Brett Brown just held his pregame availability.
And?
Of course, he was asked about Embiid's Instagram post. Surprisingly, he did answer it, but it may not be the way you were hoping for. His response, I'm paraphrasing, was, it's Joel. It's part of his personality. He's very playful. He said, I'm quoting him now. He said, it's not ideal, but it's who he is. And then he went on to say how he's a hard worker and he sees him in the team facility, you know, after midnight. But it was basically a non-answer from the head coach and kind of brushing it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly don't know what anybody would want him to say.
Well, he doesn't want it to gain any more traction than it's already gained. So I'm pretty sure he wants to move on and focus on this game. Any thoughts on possible lineup changes? Anything Brett's going to do tonight? I know Alex Burks possibly is going to get to see his first Sixers action. How's the rotation going to look tonight?
Well, Brett is always, you know, even though we're coming up on 90 minutes before tip-off, he's still very secretive about this stuff because it's just the way that he is and always has been. But he did mention yesterday that Alec Burks is going to play. He's been hinting at the possibility of finally, after many of us have asked for, 25 games now, to bring Al Horford off the bench. And it certainly seems like he really wants to, but he's being pressured to keep him in the starting lineup when you have somebody and you're paying somebody that type of money. Like, it's something from above. I can't officially say that, but
that's,
it's certainly his mannerisms when you speak to him about it certainly appears that way. So there's a chance you could see Al coming off the bench to start this game, but I wouldn't put any money on it.
Let me ask you this, John. You're around this team as much as anybody that's covering this team in this town, and you get to see the players. Have you had a chance to talk with Al Horford, or has anybody asked Al about him going to Brett Brown and maybe suggesting it? I can understand the organization or the coach not wanting to ask a guy who's making nearly $30 million a year to come off the bench, but he's a veteran. He has to be uncomfortable in his fit with the starting lineup. Any chance he goes and suggests this, or is there any possibility that he's the one who refuses to come off the bench, and that's why it's not going to happen?
No, that's a good question. It's something, you know, we've been asking in recent days, ever since, really, since Friday, when Al decided to try to shush the crowd and then go on to score 0 points,
right,
to speak to him about, you know, his game and where he thinks he might be more suited, because he looks like a lost dog out there half the time.
He does.
And no, I have not spoken to him about that specifically. I don't know if he has been, but the fact that it wasn't until after 51 games where Brett Brown said he's open to all possibilities about bringing him off the bench. So clearly it hasn't been talked about a whole lot up until then. But man, oh man, he is. I tried to talk to him at yesterday's practice, Al Horford, because, you know, the whole shush gate, and really he's the one who started it Friday night.
Yep.
But he declined to speak. So,
oh, you want to tell everybody to be quiet, but you don't want to speak.
He
about
said
it.
Something like he's going to at some point discuss it, but
what?
Now's not the time or whatever. I mean, John, it's
this is your team, John.
Yeah, let me ask you this: how do you think this is wearing on the rest of the team? Right, because we know that there's a lot. Al told us there was locker room issues. We didn't make that up.
Yeah, he said it.
He's the one that told us that, and I think we all knew it. But like, is there a feeling of eggshells? Is there a feeling of guys just kind of rolling their eyes? I mean, at this point, if I'm on this team, I just roll my eyes at everything that's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough feel because you have some guys who, I mean, just looking from the outside, when you find out that it's Josh Richardson initiating this players-only meeting, that kind of tells you everything you need to know about, you know, about Joel and Ben, honestly. They should be your two guys leading a meeting as such to kind of hash things out, get things out in the open. And, you know, Richardson's been here for a cup of coffee. It's weird. There's always that conversation about, is it a hate relationship between Joel and Ben? And you see them chatting it up in the locker room well before a game, so it's not an issue of that. When you say eggshells, I don't think it's quite there yet because they're at home, they're more comfortable, they know their record at home, even though they go through stretches where they just play right down to their opponent. But they're hearing all the noise now. A lot of these guys, they're younger now, they read social media. I can tell you for a fact that many of these guys listen to WIP and they hear what is said about them. And some of them, you know, have said something to me, have commented here and there about, you know, oh, I heard John Marks say this, or I heard Ike say this. And I'd say, yeah, do you want to go on record about it? No. So they are aware of what's being said. So we'll, that's about as much as I can say at the moment.
You brought up something, John, about the team meeting last week, right? And I thought about this last week when it was reported that Josh Richardson called the team meeting, players only meeting, and he's new. That says a lot. And not in a positive way. You got two guys who's been here longer than anyone else. They're the quote-unquote best players and leaders on this team. To allow someone from the outside who's only been here half a year to call a players-only meeting when you two are the leaders on the team. How did they even allow that to happen? And are they at odds ends to where they aren't communicating with each other as co-leaders on this team to try to get this thing fixed? That's what I'm worried about, John. Are Ben and Joel trying to get this thing fixed together?
Well, we've seen in recent weeks that Ben is trying to step up and kind of become a leader, but it's not necessarily taking at times. He wants to become a leader. He's making it ever so present within that locker room. You know, Joel, and we all know how much we've talked about him in the last 72 hours. He's such an enigma because there's times where you just question his commitment. Like you question whether it's just his head's on straight. Like he's having an identity crisis at times. He's not sure what he wants. He's not happy sometimes. Sometimes he wants to play around. Other times he's just, I'm not in the mood to talk. So to have that responsibility at their age, and this isn't a cop-out or anything or an excuse, everybody's different. I mean, like you know this, all the guys you played with, guys mature at different ages. Some guys have like that, you know, they're full of wisdom at 20 years old. And other guys, they clown around and they're still 30, and they're 35. So, Ben's trying. Ben is trying. But, you know, I'm not sure how receptive a lot of the guys have been to it.
Right. All right. There he is, John Johnson, live on the scene. John.
Yan, or do we got an upset tonight? Or what do we got going on down there tonight? The Sixers going to win this thing?
Well, I do expect Joel to respond to the criticism and have a great game. You know, whether he has some mannerisms to go with it, that'll be all part of the soap opera. I mean, yes. This is Joel's game. Not having Patrick Beverley with that groin strain is a huge benefit for the Sixers. But
he get booed, John? Does Joel get booed tonight? Or do 76? I'm not either, but I feel like 76ers fans are gonna realize that he's soft, and they need to give him an ovation tonight. If I was going down, I'd make sure that I'm not giving him a standing ovation, but I would cheer him just because I feel like he needs it tonight.
I mean, he's a guy that feeds off that stuff. I mean, personally, I'd give him the silent treatment. But I think he'll get applauded. He's not going to get a standing ovation, but he'll get applauded. Again, you got all these people commenting on it, and a lot of these people are just on social media. None of them are forking out money to go to a game. So these people that are here are paying a lot of money to be here. It's their right to do whatever they want.
All right, there he is, John Johnson. All right, brother. Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother.
See you guys.
All right. There he is, John Johnson, live from the Wells Fargo Center. We'll come back with the Marks and Reese text line, and we have a couple of phone calls. I see you. We'll get to you on the other side. It's Marks and Reese text line and your reaction. And we'll actually play Brett Brown what he said. We have Brett Brown's audio of him responding to the Joel Embiid Instagram tweet, etc. Next on Marks and Reese. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I got an actual surprise for you with this read. Up from FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It is the number one America's online sportsbook for a reason. Now, they got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app with new promotions every day. And once you win, they get you your cash back fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, now's the time, because right now FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. Now, that means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up, and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. We go back to the NBA last night. I will apologize for that Utah and Dallas prediction. That did not work out the way that I thought it was going to work out. But check this one out. I'm taking the home team. Philadelphia. Los Angeles is in town to take on the NBA's best home court advantage. Give me Philadelphia tonight, plus two. Some places it's 1.5, but I got two here. So give me Philadelphia tonight over Los Angeles, plus two, their last game before the All-Star break. I like Philadelphia at home tonight. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use promo code Ike so they know that we sent you. Again, that's promo code Ike, that's I-K-E, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook.
An ovation, or he might pack his bags and run. Then kick rocks, punk.
No, I. So is that what you want? You want to sell them for ten cents on the dollar?
I want a basketball team that's going to win games, and I'm not worried about babying two little punks that are millionaires.
Okay.
The bottom line is everybody knows it. It's not working the way it is right now. Get rid of Brett Brown. Get rid of him.
I agree.
All right, look, you got a coach who for almost 5 years coached to lose. If I played for him, I wouldn't pay attention to nothing he said either. You're a professional loser. Now you're going to tell me what to do to win? Come on, man. They need to get a coach. You got to get a voice in there that's going to put some discipline down. And then when you find out who's willing to accept the discipline, you'll know which one of the two you got to get rid of. It's the bottom line. You can't have that idiot there trying to run the basketball team when you know nobody's paying him any money. No, they could care less about Brett Brown.
Yeah. I mean,
no respect
whatsoever. Starting to look that way at this point,
Al, sorry, man, I'm going to cut you short. Can we hear from Brett Brown? So this is Brett Brown trying to explain and answer the whole social media activity last night of Joel Embiid.
I've been told of him. I am aware of him. I haven't read it. It's Joel, you know, and it's – is it ideal? Maybe not. Is it Joel? Yes. Is there a, you know, maverick in a lot of really, really good players? Yes. Geez. And there's this, you know, sort of side of Joe that has always been there, that it's a, you know, playful is probably not the word that best suits this, but it's that. It's some phrasing of that. And, you know, we move on. I don't really have much more to add to that.
I bet you don't. Yeah, more enabling.
Yeah, you might have added more than you probably needed to there. What we didn't need is the playful comment.
Yes.
That was an out you were trying to give him.
Oh, he's a maverick. You see that with a lot of players, right?
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, like, obviously it's not ideal. I don't know exactly what he meant about that. I still have to talk to Joe. Like, whatever. Just keep it short. Don't try to excuse it. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
All right. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all pro basketball, college basketball, and hockey at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the text line.
Text line.
So not only can I blame Spike for Andy Reid Appreciation Day, but now I can blame him for a generation of soft Sixers fans? Fantastic. Kyle in Delaware.
Well, I don't think he needs to be blamed, but a lot of the people under the Rights of Ricky Sanchez umbrella, I feel like, are the people that are saying it's not a big deal, even though Spike agrees This is a very big deal.
The leader of the process says it's a big deal.
I'm Spike Eskin.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
John Marks, it is not a big deal. You are just a huge baby. Chris in Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, Chris, I would ask you this. You think the Sixers think it's a big deal? Because I'll tell you what, they do. Because this is how star athletes communicate. You brought this up earlier,
yeah.
Ike. This is what they do.
This is what they do today.
They unfollow teammates when they're leaving. They unfollow teams. They
or
follow
when they're not
teammates.
Happy, when they aren't happy.
Right.
That's what they do. You got to go to social media to get a real answer out of them.
So he puts up a quote that Jimmy Butler himself used in 2018.
On his way out of Minnesota.
On his way out of Minnesota. And what do you know? Jimmy Butler's responding to the same quote. We'll take you in Miami, that big fella.
What's the chances Jimmy Butler told him to use that quote? Hey, man, use this.
About 60%. Too high. Or Joel is, like, totally obsessed with Jimmy Butler and is, like, just studying, you know, has tweets hanging up all over his apartment or something, wearing lipstick or whatever. I don't know.
You realize that your little radio station drove the train that Andy Reid was droving on out of here. And now you love him. You are so stupid that you think getting rid of him is going to be good. So when are we going to have Joel Embiid Appreciation Day? Mike in Bordentown.
12 years from now? Something like that? When he's in the finals?
I was going to say, no, he's working on not getting an Appreciation Day. He keeps this up.
Yeah, but, like, at what point did WIP run Andy Reid out of town? Andy Reid was here for how many years?
14.
Right. Like, it was just pretty apparent to everybody that it was time to leave.
It was apparent to Andy that it was time to leave.
Right. So I don't know if you can blame WIP. See, like, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can blame – I mean, has Philadelphia ran any athlete out of town?
No.
I mean, Scott Rowland wanted to leave, and then when we found out he wasn't going to sign a contract to stay, yeah, then it got pretty ugly and negative. But, I mean, I don't – Charles Barkley wasn't ran out of town. We had a caller earlier that said you ran Allen Iverson out of town. No idea what you're talking about.
No, these are just fans that don't want to think the worst about the Sixers situation. And I get it. They don't want to believe it because the idea of believing it means – this is going to come to an end real quick.
Real quick.
So they want to act like we're the bad guys.
Fine, yeah.
And we're the bad guys because we're making it up for some
reason.
And
then when he does leave, it'll be our fault.
Yes.
Because we drove him out of town. So that's what they're doing. They're positioning themselves to be mad at WIP.
Yes.
Okay, I get it now.
Yo, Mike, back up. You better step off Delaware. 5'8". Jim in Norristown.
All right, keep him coming.
Oh, somebody call 911 and take a ride on the ambulance to the John Marks School of Flip-Flopping. Oh, now Dean John Marks is calling the end of the Embiid era. Just like flipping on Brett Harper.
Brett Harper?
It says Brett Harper. Just like flipping out on the Eagles' playoff chances. Tremo, University of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if flip-flopping is a legitimate argument in this particular case.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to say? I said I hated Joel Embiid last year. I mean, I still do. He drives me crazy. This team hasn't been likable for me in a couple years. Like, what do you want me to say? You think everything's okay? You enjoy Joel Embiid and his act? Knock yourself out, brother.
General Reese, it is my understanding that Joel Embiid's Instagram has been hijacked by a man with a false tattoo in order to send processors into a frenzy and deliver messages to his commander, Rue. I have the Sons of Ben working on breaking the code. In Five's Love, General Chuckles of the 101st Cheesesteak Division.
There you go.
Appreciate that, General Chuckles. Report back to me when you find out what the hell happened with Embiid's Instagram
account. At least he didn't try to blame it being hacked, right?
No, that's what he was saying, I think. Oh, you mean Embiid?
Embiid, yeah.
Right, like, yeah, no, yeah.
At least he didn't say I was hacked, I didn't do it. He followed up with a tweet that tried to quiet the first one.
I always wondered would I ever go to that. I've never had to use that.
Never, never.
I've never had to use that. Like, oops, I was hacked.
That's what I say whenever Pavetta gets lit up. I said, my intern was tweeting. Right.
Oh, right. Must have been hacked.
Let me get Prince in here real fast because he wants me to calm down. Prince, what's up, brother? How are you?
Johnny, baby, you need to calm down a little bit. You take it so personal. You call people soft and all types
cowards.
Of angry Al, calling
cowards.
Them punk. Yeah, coward. You can't do stuff like that. You don't know his character. Come on, don't do that.
Well, I mean,
because I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
But hang on. You don't think that you can at least pull from based on what we've seen a little bit about his character? Because I can, right? I mean, there's things that maybe a couple things that I know that aren't necessarily out there. I don't think he's necessarily a bad guy. I'm not saying that, but I mean, is this the guy that I want leading my team? No, he's a terrible leader.
But the guy next to him has stuff out there, too, that nobody's mentioning either. And he put out a picture of him with his girlfriend after they got whacked.
Who, Ben Simmons?
So I'm trying to figure
out,
why isn't Ben Simmons getting some of this, too?
Because Ben Simmons didn't say to shut the bleep up to the crowd and put out tweets threatening to leave the city. Ben Simmons gets much more criticism than Joel Embiid. What are you talking about, Prince? Normally, I agree with your takes.
What are you talking about? I mean, normally I agree with your taste too, but you know what I want you to do?
What?
I want you to tell Embiid that he's soft to his face, because I believe you would do that, but I also believe he will fold you up and wear you like a handkerchief.
He might
hit
me.
So I'm good either way.
But see, Prince, I mean, the whole soft thing is like, he's more of a baby than soft. I mean, that's really the word I would use. He's a big baby. God,
yeah,
man.
I think a lot of people, even the Sixers, would say he acts like a baby.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is right here, right now. Go to Mark's Jewelers before Valentine's Day. Get 15% off your purchase online, marks-jewelers.com. What's your prediction for tonight? Eli the Great, our gambling expert. I saw him in the hallway. He is the Clippers.
Did he
tonight.
Go six?
Minus 1.5.
He went to Clippers?
He went Clippers.
Damn.
I got the Sixers tonight.
I got the Sixers tonight, too.
I think this is a win.
Yeah.
Embiid,
it doesn't mean anything other than the fact it's a win before the All-Star break.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything. I still had this team losing in the first round to the Miami Heat.
Embiid's point total is 23.5.
Yeah,
that's
the over-under? I think
30,
he goes over, yeah.
Yeah, he gets 30.
I think he goes over. Yep. Coming up next, Giglio. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Howard's with him from Clearwater. I'm sure Howard's going to have something to say about
everything.
Oh, yeah,
this ought to be great, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, Giglio takes you through the rest of the evening as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's ought to be positive.
We'll see what the crowd does tonight with Joel Embiid. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.